Podcasting from Singapore, this is China Digital Trends, and I am your host, Rocky Fu. L'Oreal, the world's largest cosmetics group, announced some very exciting news this week. According to its CEO, Fabrice Magerbin said at a press conference on Thursday, its sales revenue, the Chinese business, swelled by 35% in 2019, hitting a 15-year high. Indian hotel chain OYO is planning to lay off 60% of its workforce in China as it struggles to contend with a number of setbacks, the most recent being the deadly COVID-19 virus, which has immobilized the country for weeks. While more people in China are opting to buy groceries online, the demand for food deliveries and ride-hailing services dropped sharply during the coronavirus outbreak, according to a report by Quest Mobile. The report found daily active users of online on-demand services have declined more than 50% from 70 million before the Chinese New Year to less than 40 million as of February 4th, while the ride-hailing sector also saw its DAU decrease from 160 million to 71 million during the same period. Food delivery giant Meituan Dianping, for example, saw the DAU of its main app, Meituan, drop from 60 million before the outbreak to less than 30 million. Foxconn, the world's leading contract electronics maker, is gradually resuming production capacity at its major manufacturing base in Zhengzhou, central China's Henan province. Its production in the Zhengzhou Airport Economic Zone had been slow due to the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in January, affecting the international supply chain. Apple said in February that its revenue for the current quarter would be below its forecast, and the worldwide iPhone supply would be temporarily constrained because of the consequences of the COVID-19 epidemic. The market size of China's sharing economy exceeded 3.2 trillion yuan, or $470 billion in 2019, growing by 11.6% year-on-year, according to a development report. Last year, about 800 million people in China participated in the sharing economy, of which about 78 million were service providers, according to a report by the Sharing Economic Research Center and under State Information Center. Transport, catering, and short-term house renting posted strong growth last year. China has entered into a critical period of 5G network construction, with more than 550,000 5G base stations expected to be put in operation nationwide by the end of 2020. China's three major telecom operators have built about 156,000 5G base stations as of early February, according to an article published on China Internet, which also estimated total investment on 5G network construction will reach 1.2 trillion yuan, or $173.3 billion, by 2025. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe.